I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Midlife Mavericks. I am your host, Allison Jacobson. Thanks so much for joining us today. For those of you who are not familiar with this podcast, we talk up to incredible women doing amazing things in the second chapter of their life. And I have on experts who can help us in midlife in every aspect of our journey, from health and wellness, to cooking, to holiday travel, to sex, to finance, you name it. And if you like this podcast, please do me a favor, follow it, leave a rating, and share it with your friends, because that will allow other women to find this. And also, go over to my website, allison-jacobson.com. I have a lot of free resources over there. You can learn about working with me. And if you're looking for just a little boost in the morning, head over to Amazon and grab my book, Daily Inspirations for Midlife Women, Your Guide to Peace, Joy, Confidence, and Abundance. So we're going to dive in right now with my guest. You know, anybody who knows me, you know, I always say there is no such thing as retiring. If you retire, you die. Like, you always have to have the next thing to work for. And that only happens when you absolutely love what you're doing. I get up every morning, and yeah, I mean, there's elements to my job that I might not like, but I absolutely love what I'm doing. And my next guest is Connie Anukai. Connie is a serial grandmapreneur. She speaks to retirees or soon-to-be retirees on the benefits of pursuing entrepreneurship in retirement. She retired from teaching technical writing at the University of Maryland and Johns Hopkins University for 4 decades. And then she became an award-winning inventor at the age of 68. I love it. She's the author of How I Got My Product on QVC and was on the Today Show, The View, and more in retirement, helping inventors generate free publicity for their products. She's also the author of Retirement, Dream Big, Take Action, Make Money, 10 Amazing Second Act Entrepreneurs Tell Their Stories. She's also the creator of Write Your Selfie, inspiring people to write their life stories in a fun and easy to read format. Featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, 6 Reasons to Pursue Entrepreneurship in Retirement, Connie encourages baby boomers to have an active retirement through business or social entrepreneurship because passion has no expiration date. So welcome, Connie. I'm so glad to have you on.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. And I love your show. And I will definitely share it. You know, I'm so glad to be talking about this because so many people fear retirement. They have no idea what to do. I say, I raised 3 children. They're all adults now. I taught students for 40 years and inspired them. And now I'm inspiring myself. So I don't have anyone else to take care of. So I am totally, totally trying to reinvent myself. And I like the word reinvent because I started out as an inventor.
Yeah, tell us about that. That's incredible.
Well, you see, most people have products for babies or children or millennials. I invented a product for people who are over 50. So this is my product. When you go out to eat in a restaurant, sometimes you can't read the small print on the menu.
Oh, yes.
Or the bill. And also the restaurant is too dark.
Yes.
So I invented this. It's got a magnifier on it. It has a light on the back. And it can also figure out a tip and split the bill in 3 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
So I knew nothing about inventing. Yeah, I knew nothing about inventing, but I'm not afraid to learn. So I invented this product, and that's when I got my publicity. And I did hire a PR coach, actually two of them, and they really couldn't get me anything. Maybe they didn't believe in my product, but I have people now who do. My product is how I got my product on QVC, the Today Show, The View, and more in my retirement. So I love doing that. I gave tips on how to do it. And actually, it was very interesting because somebody was asking me about my book about 2 months ago, and I found out it was National Inventors Day. So I called up the Good Morning Washington, and I said, "It's National Inventors Day. Would you like to interview an inventor?" And the guy says, "Are you an inventor?" And I said, "Yes." So I went on the show. And so,
I love it.
yeah, so I'm trying really hard, and I sort of had put my invention on hold a little bit, mainly because of COVID. And during COVID, all the restaurants were closed. And I certainly didn't want to encourage older people to go out to eat in restaurants. So I put it on hold. And it wasn't until recently that I've been reinvigorated with my invention.
And Connie,
And
what's
that's
it called?
Tip and Split.
Tip and Split. And is it on QVC?
No, it's on Amazon and it's on
Okay.
my website.
Oh my
But
gosh.
what happened was, a few weeks ago, USPTO, United States Patent and Trademark Office, they had their annual celebration called InventCon. They called me up and asked me if I'd like to be a speaker at the convention. And I was so happy because everybody liked my product. And there were a lot of young ones there too. But I just love talking about inventing because most people have an invention in their head. I would say maybe one out of five people think about something they would like to do and they never act on it. And then 10 years later, they see it in a store and they think, I did that first, but they didn't.
Well, and Connie, what I love about you is, first of all, you did this at 68, and you were a teacher, you were a professor in college. How did you even start going about doing this? I mean, I'm just so impressed because that takes a lot of courage and self-confidence.
I'll tell you, since you mentioned that, I'll give you a little secret. I taught technical writing to soon-to-be engineers. And the first thing I did was I inspired them to find a job that they would love to have in 20 years, something that they would love to work towards. And they were all looking for jobs, and they all picked a job, and we would go over, and I made all of the assignments based on that future job so they would be ready. Like one of their assignments to find in that company, see what they make, and write an instruction manual. So I wrote behind the scenes, I wrote an instruction manual for this. I looked it up, I taught about how to do it, and I made one. Then I asked them to write a brochure for that company to promote their services. So what did I do? I used their great ideas and made my own brochure. And finally, I had to quit because I was so brimming with ideas. I couldn't do the teaching anymore, and I thought 40 years is enough.
I
So
think
I
so. And
decided.
talk about an amazing second chapter. I mean, I know this is a podcast, but you literally glow with the excitement of what you're doing. I can see it all over your face. What a wonderful position to be in.
Right. Well, I think anybody can do something of their hobby or something in their retirement and get the same glow. Like I'm just like you when you said you wake up every morning excited. Same here. Same here. During COVID, I started a new project, and I encourage people to find some of their hobbies or some of what they're good at and do it. So during COVID, I decided to go back to something that I was good at. I was a writing teacher. So I decided to write a book about not to sell to anyone, but to give to my grandchildren. And this book is about my life. Can you see?
I can. It's darling. It's a
That's
for those
me.
listeners, it's a picture of Connie when she's little on the front, and This Is My Life is the title. I love it. How sweet.
Well, I want my grandchildren to know a little bit about their ancestry and about me after I'm gone. And because I was a writing teacher, I'm very good at helping people to do it. So I encourage people who are retired to find out what they're good at and do it. So I made it into a business, and it's called Write Your Selfie. And I'm just getting started on it. But I'm going to just explain one of my favorite pictures that I didn't even know about. I have a picture of my grandma and grandpa on my mother's side, and the whole book is based on pictures with captions. So the caption says, Grandma Ellie and Grandpa Arthur moved to the United States from Poland. They missed the ship over to the United States in 1912 because Ella was pregnant and had morning sickness. The ship they missed was the Titanic.
Oh
That's
my
true.
gosh.
That's true. And after I'm gone, nobody is going to know that story because my mother never even told me that story. So I'm one of the oldest ones left, and I feel the responsibility to pass down this story and many other stories so that my descendants will know all about their history.
And I love that idea of write your selfie. So, is your program helping people learn how to write?
Actually, I have like three different ways I can help them, or they can do it by themselves because they might not want to work with me. But if they do work with me, I will meet with them. It takes about 6 weeks to write your life story. And so many people want to do it, but they just don't know how to start.
And
So.
so you literally almost have three businesses going right now. You've got, the product yourself, you've got the write your selfie, and you still have another book, Retirement Dream Big, Take Action, Make Money, 10 Amazing Second Act Entrepreneurs Tell Their Stories. So with a lot of my clients that I coach, they're going into midlife, they have an empty nest all of a sudden, and they have no idea what to do with themselves. They don't even remember their dreams. So take me back to that moment when you said, I'm changing. I've done 40 years of teaching. I'm moving on. What motivated you? What inspired you?
Oh, that's very interesting. So I told you that I encouraged my students to find their dream job, and then they were all seniors. And then I realized that when they graduated, they were going to be earning twice my salary. And I said, this cannot be. I'm tired of inspiring others to be successful, and I'm working on a teacher's salary.
Yeah. And you went off and did it.
I
I
did it.
absolutely love it. And how do you feel like your age actually helps you in your success?
Well, I'll tell you're younger than I am, but you can probably relate to this. When we get to be over 50, we've gone through a lot. We've failed many times, but we know this. We can always get back up. A failure does not end us. We can
Yes.
always get back up and start again. So I'm not afraid of failing.
I love that because in fact, I just wrote a post about that, if one of our children or one of your students had failed a test, you wouldn't tell them to quit the class. You'd just say, try again. And this is, I feel that there are so many women who don't trust themselves. There's so much self-doubt. There's so much limiting beliefs. They're afraid to take these chances, especially in midlife.
Well, I'm not really midlife. I think I'm late life, but I'll take it. I'll take midlife because I'm trying to cram as much as I can into my life.
Good for you. So I want to ask this. What's your favorite quote?
Oh, that's a really good one. I have a few of them. One of them is in my office, and it's by Erin Hansen, and it says, "What if I fall? Oh, but my darling, what if you fly?"
Yes.
You like that?
Exactly. That is again what I tell clients when they're like, oh my gosh, what if this happens? But what if you succeed? I tell my kids that all the time as well.
Right. Well, we are kindred spirits,
We
and I think
certainly
that's what
are.
happens when you get older. I'm not worried about failing at all. So when you talk about what does age have, well, I think it gives us a little bit more wisdom. We don't stress over little things.
Yep. I absolutely agree. In fact, I have a small mini course that I'm offering now. It's 7 days to unstoppable self-confidence. And I think that's so important for so many people to have your attitude towards life of, I want to get in as much as possible now. I think that's absolutely wonderful. So you're keep moving on with Tip and Splint. You've got Write Your Selfie. What else? What else are you doing?
By the way, the name Write Your Selfie, I picked that because young people always take selfies.
Mm-hmm.
And older people, not so much. But selfies are pictures, and my book is based on pictures. So I chose the name Write Your Selfie. And I actually got the trademark on that by myself because I'm an inventor, so I know all about trademarks and patents.
You are such an inspiration to so many people. So one last thing, what is one piece of advice you would love to give our listeners?
If anybody says you can't do it, don't listen.
Yes.
How's that?
Absolutely.
That just came out of my mouth.
You're absolutely right. And as I said to you, if anybody needs support, if they don't get support from their friends and family, come over to my group, Midlife Mavericks, because you will find women who will high-five you, who will support you and encourage you in all of your dreams. Connie, this has been absolutely wonderful. I'm going to make sure all the links are in the show notes. Well, thanks, everybody, and have a great rest of your day. See you soon.
Thank you.